Jack, lots of calls for bipartisanship in both Lansing and D.C. this week, but it feels a little like do as I say, not as I do. I'm talking about first last week, the new Republican Speaker of the House, he opened the new legislative session talking about resisting politics as usual, working together, and then very quickly, there's this kerfuffle over which Democrat he named as minority chair of a powerful committee. Democrats crying foul. This feels now just like politics as usual.
Well, I think every January I resolve to lose weight and the politicians resolve to have bipartisanship, and both resolutions last about equally as long. In fairness, the Democrats also did this. Andy Dillon, no relation to Brandon Dillon, did it when he was Speaker of the House to
Jack Brandenburg.
Republican.
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It has no actual impact on legislation. The Republicans have a majority no matter what happens, but it was just sort of jabbing Brandon Dillon. He had led an effort to try to unseat Republicans, including Kevin Cotter, and while it didn't succeed, Cotter had a very close re-election.
And the same thing happening in D.C. with President Obama's State of the Union address. Some talk in the speech about working together, but Republicans very quick to dismiss many of the president's proposals.
Well, you could see that from the start. I thought Speaker Boehner must have been sucking on a lemon throughout the speech. And then Republicans started applauding when Obama said he couldn't run anymore. And then he sort of taunted them by saying he'd won both times. But I didn't think it was all that partisan a speech, but it was interpreted that way. I think the difference is that nobody in Washington really made much of a pretense at bipartisanship. Now, this can backfire, Zoe. In 20 years ago, the last Republicans took control of Congress with the Democratic president, and they were seen as being so negative, they overreached,
right.
Newt Gingrich overreached, and this helped Bill Clinton glide to an easy re-election, and Republicans lost seats in Congress, so they probably know they have to be a little careful.
Well, is that a little similar, too, to what we're seeing? Let's head back to Lansing with very conservative Republican newly elected Representative Todd Corser putting out his own response, the so-called liberty response to fellow Republican Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address.
I think here's one thing we need to remember. There's not one Republican Party. In fact, since there are 63 members of the Michigan House, there are about 63. Todd Corser is sort of another version of Dave Ejima, in which they don't appear to especially care about Republican prospects. They care about their own agenda for what they want to do. It's now sort of universally recognized that Dave Ejima is the worst thing that ever happened to the Republican Party in terms of electability. And Todd Corser is on his mission, and he really thinks it's a mission from God. That's not an exaggeration. And so he's going to run his agenda. These members don't feel that Governor Snyder can really do much to help them or to hurt them. He's a lame duck, and they got elected on their own. And so there may be many Excedrin moments for Governor Snyder in the next couple of years.
So it doesn't feel like then that there's much in the near future, both either in D.C. or in Lansing, that we are going to see some compromise on?
I think it'll be very interesting to see how the roads plays out, whether you have bipartisan support for the sales tax. And if the sales tax goes down to defeat, and it well, very well could, mm-hmm. whether you have any kind of bipartisan cooperation, if you have people mutinying and marching on Lansing with pitchforks and burning torches demanding the roads be fixed, they may be forced into it. But right now, bipartisan cooperation is two words in the dictionary.
Oh, well, we will leave things on that happy note, Jack.
Well, have a nice weekend, and I hope your wood stove holds up. Zoe.
Jack Lesenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to take a look at the weekend news. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Zoe.